Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we're back again with the MFB podcast. It is now
May 12th.
Sunday, May 12th. Happens to be Mother's Day, so for all you moms out there, yeah, thanks for not aborting us. We're here today to talk on our second
Game of Thrones
episode, wrapping it up. Now, bid you.
We got two episodes.
We probably got two episodes left, one being tonight, one being next week.
Maybe a third secret episode.
So, yeah, we might have a surprise episode of the MFB cast once again on Game of Thrones. We just want to remind everybody that Nick is not here with us because he has not yet seen or has been caught up as much as we are.
Like, he doesn't even know Jon Snow died.
Yeah, so big spoilers for him. So we just want to let everybody, he is alive, he is well. He will be back shortly.
And from earlier recordings, that is Nick, a.k.a. Porktop.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him probably since episode 3. But we do have Jake back with us today.
Special guest.
We're going to do something a little different today. We're going to try a little bit of trivia. And whoever guesses the right, the most right answer is going to, I guess, start off the party, you know, with their opinions of what's going to happen in tonight's episode.
We'll probably host it the rest of the way.
Sounds good, yeah. Whatever.
So we'll have a guest star, Heather, to the main stage.
Hello.
Heather will be our hostess with the mostess.
For the trivia.
For the trivia.
Moderator.
So, anyone do it?
Have you ready?
Clockwise.
Yeah, we can start.
Sure. So I'll go first. I'm Todd.
Okay. Who wrote Game of Thrones?
George R. R. Martin?
Correct.
Point one for Todd.
Okay, Jake. How many children does Ned and Kat Stark have?
Five.
Correct.
Bang, 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 bang.
Okay. Luke, where is the Iron Throne located?
In King's Landing.
Yeah. Warren, where did Daenerys get the Unsullied?
Oh, fuck, pass. I'm done with that one.
Okay.
Can I know that?
I guess I'm gonna,
So wait, does it go on to Todd?
Yeah.
Since I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Where did Daenerys get the Unsullied?
The Unsullied from, Pentos.
Wrong.
Essos.
Wrong.
Well, it is Essos.
It is part of Essos, though. So technically, is that a half a point, maybe? But Luke?
What is it?
That's what I want to say.
It's not Marine. It's not Koth. Not Braavos. I don't know. Pass.
Take a guess.
I don't know. I'd guess.
Okay, we'll skip this one.
Yeah.
Come back to this.
They're super easy.
Okay. Since none of y'all got it, I guess we can put Warren back in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he got one wrong.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Who is the leader of the Faceless Man?
Oh. Arya Stark.
So it comes Jack and Hagar?
Yeah, right. Okay, now you're out.
Who is it?
Jack and Hagar are dead.
It's actually no one.
Yeah.
To get technical.
Okay, Jake. Oh. From which house is Catelyn Stark?
Tully.
Right.
Nice.
Luke, which bastards faced in the Battle of the Bastards?
Ramsay and John.
Yeah.
Last names, please.
John Snow and Ramsay Bolton.
Okay, Todd, where does Robb Stark die?
Oh, I know this one.
The towers.
More specific?
Yeah. Gotta get more specific here.
Yeah.
The Tower of the Freys.
No.
Nope, wrong.
It's the twins.
The twins.
The
right.
So Todd's out?
Yeah.
Todd's
out. So just me and Jake now.
Okay, Luke. What was the name of Arya's direwolf?
Oh, Lemeria. Amaria is something with the Lemeria in that sense.
Let me try again.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I know.
I want to say Lemeria.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Nope.
Nymeria.
Right.
God,
so
I knew it was something.
Jake's the winner.
Yeah.
Okay, can you name the rest?
Maybe. The rest of the wolves?
What was... No.
I seen a picture today, so I probably.
What you got?
What okay. is it? It was Lemuria.
What was the name Lemuria. Of with the Ned Stark's sword?
Ice.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
Last one. This
really?
Is like a bonus one.
That was the one I did know.
Who killed Joffrey and how?
It was Olenna with poisoning.
Right.
The okay. wine, right?
Yeah.
Jake won.
Very yeah. good, Jake. Good right. job. Yeah. Jake actually took every answer, right?
Yeah, he yeah.
Boy.
Very good. All right, Jake, you're our guest and you're our hostess. Host with the most.
Host with the most.
And the actual host, physically.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so where are we going to start? Let's start with the dragons, man. Let's start with the dragons. I know Todd has an idea about dragons, and I kind of want to feed off that. Todd, man, what you got with the dragons?
Well, in lieu of Mother's Day, I think the mother of dragons is going to be, we're going to see her grand dragons for the first time tonight.
So you're saying there's more dragons?
I'm saying there's more dragons.
Ooh.
I'm saying, you know, they laid some eggs, and they've been brewing over in Essos with the second sons.
So are they hermaphrodites?
Do
they?
I think they reproduce asexually.
Kind of like most reptiles, some reptiles do.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
I believe so.
Like frogs, I think, right. can change sexes.
Yeah, frogs can change sex as needed.
Jurassic Park, thank you.
Yeah. I did a little reading up on it, you know, from the book standpoint and from the even the TV show, Maester Aemon. Talking to Sam, he said that dragons are it's not fluid, but they change, you know, they change like fire. Something they're fluid like fire, something like it's something like that. Like they can change as needed, you know. They're not just one sex; they can be
they're
either
adaptive.
Or. Yeah, they're adaptive. So potentially, one of the dragons could have laid eggs. Potentially. You know, Drogon being gone for an entire season, he can have eggs all over the place.
That's it, because he flew away and didn't come back for a while.
Right.
What was he doing? One word. Magic. I like the theory. I think it's great, because I saw something. I don't like to always, there's always got videos on YouTube or something like that. And one of them was, the iron, he has the iron fleet. What's his name?
Euron.
No.
Greyjoy?
Yeah, Euron, the uncle.
Yeah, yep. Euron.
So he's looking up at the sky, and then, like, it said at the bottom of the YouTube, is there more dragons? Because, like, he obviously did look kind of, like, surprised when he looked up at the sky. So I think that's a great theory.
I know what you're talking about. To me, he looked more puzzled, confused, like he miscalculated something wildly.
Yes.
He's like, oh shit, this is not how I envisioned this going.
And flying, two dragons flying head onto their fleet, and he looked confident as fuck. What is making him so nervous and like surprised, right?
Right.
And one thing was like, maybe Drogon has armor, but I don't think that would cause that type of look on him.
Yeah.
If he did, about fucking time. It only took two dragon deaths.
Yeah,
to
two dragon deaths. Did they finally have a harness for them to sit on too?
Yeah,
maybe even a couple of crossbows strapped to their ass.
Hey,
light the flaming arrow as it's shooting off of them. I think that'd be pretty gnarly.
That would be nice. But yeah, I mean, it would just, you know, I mean, I just can't imagine her not. She kept people there for a reason. I know she had to keep her rule. But, I mean, her ultimate goal is to, you know, take the throne in
Westeros.
So you think that's her trick up her sleeve?
Yeah. Aside, you know, I think the second sons are coming, too.
Obviously, something's... What's going on with the guys?
Why waste that many people? I mean, I don't know how many she has, but why... It's enough to rule the city, you know?
Obviously, yeah.
Dahario Naharis.
You know, maybe Bronn warped a couple elephants onto their ships. but, yeah, that's my big thing. I just hope, and I just want to see it.
Yeah, yes. That'd be pretty cool to see more dragons, because, you know, only three, and then two are dead.
And then there's always, where did them eggs come from at the beginning?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't come from a fresh dragon.
No.
Yeah, they said they were petrified. They thought they were stone. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Some people thought they were stone.
So they could have always
right
been.
Here, Warren. Boom. Magic.
Magic, motherfuckers.
But they could have been more,
buy,
you know?
Buy some magic, please contact us at mfbpodcast.com.
Well, we don't MFB, own the rights to that one, but the mfbpodcast@gmail.com.
tomato.
We don't have a website.
We're working on it. We'll get there.
That
sponsored by
just didn't.
Absolutely no one.
Didn't pan out to it. All right. So that's my big prediction for tonight, hopefully.
More dragons?
Yeah. Khaleesi turns into Maulisi.
Maulisi.
Oh, I like that predictions for tonight. What you got, Luke? What kind of predictions you got for this evening?
Obviously, hopefully. It's supposed to be a big battle tonight. It's hard to say who's going to go down. I believe maybe like Viserys. He's probably going to go down. Varys. Yeah. He's
fuck that dickless fuck.
I actually like him right now.
Yeah, he's kind of like that character. Like, it's like a love hate. I don't hate him as much as Littlefinger, right, Jake?
Oh, fucking.
But like,
I clapped when that bastard died. I had to stand up and give that a standing ovation. Yeah.
But like, I don't know. There's something always about him because he's sneaky like Littlefinger. You know, like he has no power, but yet he's always a fork at tongue.
He's making things happen in the background, but you can't really knock him, because he'll tell you straight up. He told Danny straight up, my loyalty is to the realm,
exactly,
to the people.
So now he's with Jon. He sides with Jon because of his name.
That is true.
And his,
but he knows that Jon fights for the people. He doesn't fight for any selfishness.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and I think that's why he always backs Jon.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I kind of forgot about Missandei, and for her death, I was like, oh, wow, totally forgot about this character last week. I think Grey Worm's going to go down. He's going to die. You know, his love died. Why not him die, too?
Yeah, he also did say that was his only fear, was losing. Missandei was... so now he has no fear.
Yeah.
So... I made a joke last week. No, not a joke, but the last podcast where Varys was a merman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He did swim to shore.
Yeah.
This is true.
It looks like he never did any type of exercise or athletic
but somehow he made it
endeavor.
To shore.
Yeah, he made it to shore. So, I mean, that rumor's holding water right now.
Oh, my gosh.
That's some good theories.
So he died. He dies.
Who else do y'all think is gonna die tonight?
I think they're gonna have something that's gonna go on with the gains. We've been waiting to see it. Will it last until the last episode? Like, will it all go down the last episode, or will they give the people what they want? The Clegane Bowl. And ain't two of them walking out of it. Somebody's dying.
We did see Arya and the Hound leave together. I like that pairing of them too. It's kind of
it's a love hate.
It's pretty cool to see them work together, especially like before she had went to Essos and Braavos. You know, she was with him, and she pretty much learned to kill from him, and she learned a lot from him. So it's cool, like them getting back together and heading towards King's Landing, and they each have their own vendetta on somebody in King's Landing.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And they,
that direction.
While they're walking, while riding away, they both say that I don't plan on coming back, and I think that's what the Hound says, and Arya says, me neither. So I don't know. Is that a foreshadowing of either both of them's gonna stay in King's Landing, or both of them's gonna die in King's Landing?
Yeah,
I think that's telling you really that they're prepared to do whatever it is they want to settle their scores. I mean, Arya owes Cersei a death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Arya owes Cersei a death. She's on her list. She's one of the last person on her list.
Mm. She eliminated a lot of her names lately on her list. The Red Woman, Berdick, the guy with the flaming sword. There's some other people. The
phrase.
Yeah, the phrase.
And she's gone out there and she's handled up on her list and she's taking care of business and she has that one big name, you know, and to get to her, she's got to go through an army. So I think that's just not necessarily foreshadowing, but a statement from both of them. You know, we have our scores to settle, and be damned if somebody tries to stop us. We're going to do it, even if it kills us.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think what I have to say about Aria is she's just been such a powerhouse.
Absolutely.
You know, the only time you've seen her kind of fall, in a sense, was when that girl from the Faceless Men stabbed her, and she had to, like, she got nursed back to health, and then, like, she blows the candle out, and obviously you know who won that in. So I feel like she's so powerful right now that's how the show balances out, by her dying. I don't know. I don't want her to die, but if I have to throw in, like, a wild prediction, let's just say it.
Okay. But speaking of that parent, what if, let's just say the hound croaks, and then she takes his face, and you got the water-dancing hound taking on the mountain.
I think that would be funny and awesome. Like they go to the fight, and, like, the mountain pulls out this big, gigantic sword, and the hound pulls out needle, you know, which looks like a butter knife compared to him, and warms the mountain's ass up. That's funny,
we're joking,
and I love it.
But I could see her taking his face.
Yeah, like what if that is her plan? Like, though, like, they are both riding together.
Or what, he may agree to it. You know.
Yeah, like, I know I don't have the skill set.
Because to his brother, he would still be, you know, he wouldn't know because he'd die. Yeah. So it would look, and to us, it may be a little too much. Fan servicing, I guess.
But I also think that the Hound needs to do justice. Like, the last two big fights we've seen him in, he's coward, but like, he's like, fuck this. We can't win. There's no use of fighting.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like one of the strongest staturally and physically characters that they have.
Yeah.
Yet he's just like, if he thinks he's going to lose, he's like, fuck it, I'm not going to fight.
And I see, I can see how they would play out, with, you know, him finally overcoming something with the fire to get back at the mountain.
Kind of like his last
poetic justice.
Like, he faces his fears no matter whether he thinks he's going to lose or not lose.
Yeah.
And fights.
I mean, he's a big enough guy to take out the mountain, and which would pretty, you know, it would, that's the biggest thing in front of Cersei right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a huge...
Into hand-to-hand combat, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So I think we could probably address how it's not looking good for the good guys. You know, the big battle, Cersei versus, you know, Jon and Dany. I feel like they're... Right now, it seems like Cersei has the, you know, by far the upper hand.
She is.
At least from what we see on screen.
Correct.
Yeah, so I feel like we could dive into that
and
pretty
deep.
And
it's been a while since we had a big surprise other than Arya stabbing the Night King. Am I right?
Yeah,
can we all agree to that?
Yeah.
It's been a while since we said, like, wow, didn't see that one coming. When he caught her, she wasn't dead yet. So there was still a little bit of false hope that we got satisfactory from. But yet have we seen something in a while that just, like, wow, shocked the shit out of us.
See, I have an idea on that. You know, talking about Cersei having the upper hand, you know, she took Highgarden, took all the gold in Highgarden, the second richest castle in the kingdom, and then she paid the Iron Bank. It was in the Iron Bank's interest to back the Lannisters because they owed them an enormous amount of money.
And they paid it off.
And they paid it off. So what if Lannister's always paying their debts? What if Cersei paid that debt and then that's the end of it? They got the Golden Company because of the Iron Bank. What if the Iron Bank decides, well, we don't want to back the Lannisters? You know, Dany still has a dragon. And they tell the Second Sons to go to King's Landing. The Golden Company switches sides. They don't have to back the Lannisters anymore. The Iron Bank is free to back whoever they want. So I think you have the potential for the Golden Company to switch sides. You think this whole time they're with Cersei. But I think you have the potential for them to switch sides.
Now you're talking the Golden Company being
the mercenaries that just bought
that
sell swords.
That you're on ferried across from Essos to
so you think
sell swords?
Yes, mercenaries. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think that they'll
turn on Cersei and
fight for who they think physically is going to win?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, who is...
And to piggyback, you know, Daenerys had a lot of money in Meereen, or wherever she was last at.
It was Meereen.
So, I mean, I'm with you thinking that they may turn, but because maybe Daenerys paid for them beforehand.
Oh.
She may have bought them beforehand.
Yeah.
I think they're going to turn for sure.
They got to turn.
Somebody's turning on Cersei. The numbers have to flip. Because it's just the odds are just so against the good guys right now that something has to flip. Whether it be Euron after finding out that's not his baby. Because Tyrion, you know, when he was talking to her, announcing, you know, talking about how she was pregnant.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have known that Euron got her pregnant. So Euron has to know it's somebody else's baby. So he has to be pissed. Because he only wants to get with the queen. He never said
he wants to fight,
you know. He's been doing it, but...
Obviously, he's out for his own.
I can see him, you know, flipping just
for his own good. Like, fuck this. I'd rather live than...
Yeah, yeah.
And have the whole
have an heir to the throne.
But basically, I think, you know, if not the Golden Company, I think Euron's going to flip. Somebody's flipping on Cersei. I think they have to. The odds are just too...
The odds are definitely stacked against John and Danny, and for them to come out on top, or at least one of them, because, you know, we'll get into that, you know, later on. But for the good guys to win, I mean, there has to be something. Yeah, there has to be a hat trick. Something dramatic has to happen. You know,
because
like earlier, more dragons have to show up and wreak havoc, or somebody has to switch sides.
Because they can't make one move right now because they have those scorpions just around the entire castle. I mean, you can't attack it with a dragon. You can't.
I think that theory is good. I think it holds true because Dany did all this with no money. She didn't go in there saying we're gonna buy you. We're gonna free your slaves and we're gonna have your slaves turn against you, and we're outnumbering you 10-1. And she's overcome every obstacle with no money. I mean, not saying that she doesn't have money or she hasn't used money, but what I'm saying is, in the main grand scheme of things, it's like, you want to burn up or you want to live? You want to live? Do you want to be a slave or do you want to be a free man? And that's how she's done her bargaining this whole show. She hasn't been like the Lannisters, like, we pay our debts. We're gonna owe you money. We're going to give you a castle. Like, no, we're going to give you your fucking freedom, or you're going to announce me queen or burn the fuck up. You know, it's never been kind of...
Yeah.
We're slowly seeing the transformation into the Mad Queen. I think with Missandei's death this last episode, I think she's about to snap. And we're going to see her go full-on Mad Queen and burn people down.
And I think it was kind of a slow burn with Jorah, the two dragons going down, and then Missandei. All of that together, and I think it just...
Yeah, she's definitely gonna start acting off of impulse more than she's gonna be thinking about that.
Yeah, so. Because she her demeanor is starting to change. She's starting to, you can tell in the last episode, like, she's going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it may have stemmed the first time she went against her advisors was when she burned Tarly. Dad.
Randall and Dickon.
Dickon.
Tarly.
Rickon? Oh, no, Dickon.
No, Dickon, like what my wife says when it's time for Mr. Rogers to come make a visit.
Speaking of Mr. Rogers, apparently Aaron Rodgers is making a cameo tonight.
Oh, really?
I think he's definitely going to be on...
What are the odds?
He's definitely going to be, I think, on the Golden Company. Mm-hmm. He's just going to have a little one quick scene.
Yeah, kind of like Chris Stapleton was in the Long Night episode. Yeah. He didn't catch it until after.
It's definitely going to
be like a double check.
Or
reference.
Or he may... They're going to give him a spear and he's going to take someone out with it.
He's going to arise as the new Night King.
From 60 yards out.
Yeah.
He just launches it like a javelin.
Oh, man.
I got a theory that I really want to talk about. Like, what if Daenerys dies? And what's the last dragon?
Drogon. Oh.
Will not let anybody else ride him but Jon Snow. And Jon Snow will have to fight, or Cersei wins, and that's why he takes the throne. Not that he wants it, but because he needs to.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty gnarly.
Like unintentionally.
Yeah, kind of like just either do it for the better of the realm. Yeah. For the people.
He's always.
For his selfish ways.
He's never asked for anything he's gotten. He's always been given it, like the name. Earned it. They gave him the title King of the North. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is the true heir to the throne.
Disregarding before Robert's Rebellion.
Yeah, before Robert's Rebellion, but.
Pushing that aside,
But he never wants anything. They always give it to him because he's earned his respect and his growth in the show and stuff.
Despite the fact that he makes a horrible battlefield commander and he makes terrible battlefield decisions,
correct?
You know, despite all that, he's got charisma.
You do make a point. Like, I guess he brings his men to battle, assuming that they're all as good as him. And can yes. and do everything right. he can physically with a sword.
Well, he's not. He's just not very smart when it comes to making up battle plans. I mean, Battle of the Bastards. If it wasn't for
Sansa,
if it wasn't for Sansa, it was done.
The
Knights of the Vale saved their ass, and then the Long Night, the battle for Winterfell. If it wasn't for Arya, man. You know, that was ass.
I think that dragon's about to handle some business.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure he almost scared that dragon off.
Shoo, beast, be gone.
But that, you know, I just had to throw that. That's besides the point.
But do you think, like,
we all
kind
of do overthink that, though.
Right. I mean,
he's always been putting on a pedestal. And
he is a terrible battlefield commander. He is awful. He has charisma. People want to follow him. You know, people love him. But damn, man, he needs a general who knows what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, definitely give him a veteran, like the big chested knight of the Vale guy.
Right.
Let him come in there and kind of teach him a few things. Like, yes, sir, but I think you don't want to kill half your men by sending them off to fight a fucking dragon or a bunch of ice people.
Rob and Aaron would definitely not charge forward.
Yeah, I forgot he's still alive. I mean, he's hiding in the Vale.
Oh, yeah, little boy, titty boy.
Yeah.
Mr. Titty Suck. 12 years old, still. Hey, I ain't
He's got to be 15
man.
Now.
Yeah.
I think him and Torn are like kind of opposites, in different universes. Yes. You know, they like titty milk. There ain't nothing against that.
And what? Going back, what? Yeah. Sansa did hold out that information from Jon.
Battle
of the Bastards.
With the
veil, I mean, I know they keep some stuff off screen, obviously, for surprise factor. But I feel like if Jon would have known they were coming, he probably wouldn't. Well, he would have dodged forward. But you know, the whole army should have probably waited.
Yeah, like let's leave a third of our men back to help the guys out. You know, let's not give it everything you got.
Well, I mean, that you know, all that went out the window when Rickon was shot with the arrow, and that was the whole point. You know?
Yeah, so he was enticed.
Sansa told him the entire time, "You're gonna, you know, if you do what you plan on doing, you're gonna fall right into Ramsay's trap," and he did.
Yeah, you're right.
Because he
warned him. He likes to play mind games.
And everybody hates Ramsay, but damn, dude, he played that fucking game.
He
knew he was gonna sucker Jon in by shooting his brother with an arrow.
And you know, I guess
go ahead. No,
I guess I kind of forgot that too. He was drawn in, and then you know, once they see their leader, he may have known that the veil was coming. But his army saw their leader get ambushed, so they just rushed in, seeing their leader vulnerable.
True.
They may have known they were coming, but
we're gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. But going back to Jake said, he could make better battlefield decisions.
But
he's
got the charisma and people love him, and I think he'd make a great king.
And he fights for the right causes. It's hard
causes,
not to get behind him.
I'm Team Snow. Team.
Targaryen.
House Snow.
House confused.
Well, kind of feeding off of what Warren said, you know, with Dany dying. I mean, what do you think? How do you think she's gonna die? What do you think is gonna happen in that instance? Because I have a few theories on that front.
Honestly, I didn't put much thought about it. For some wild, just hair ass reason, I just keep thinking one of those arrows clip her while she's riding the dragon. You know, but I mean, that wouldn't be, I guess, climactically correct for the movie. Like the arrow hits her and like she's stuck to a piece of rock just dangling there, like, oh god, you know. And oh, you know, like it's got to be something crazy. I didn't put much thought into it. I just thought her dying, I mean, if y'all got anything to think a weird way it would be,
she wasn't the only one to die. I mean, the Battle of the Bastards, how many arrows did Jon dodge?
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
But he did take three from
Ygritte. But she knew what she was doing, though. Yeah. She let him go.
Yeah. Took a while to show him how to use an arrow.
But, I mean, we get, you know, all right, so we're getting close to the end of the, you know, the entire series.
Yeah.
We got, you know.
After tonight, only one episode left.
Yeah.
I have a theory on Dany. You know, if she does die, I think it's completely, you know, we've already said that she is on her way to being the Mad Queen. Uh-huh. You know, we see it. And she's, you know, there's a rift being formed between her and Jon. You know, Jon's like, look, man, I have to tell Sansa and Arya and Bran, I'm a Targaryen. Well, Bran already knew, but I have to tell Sansa and Arya, I'm a Targaryen. Ned wasn't my father. Dany didn't want him to do it. He did it anyway. And there's a rift forming between them because he's honorable. He feels like he owes them, you know, owes them that to let them know. And Dany doesn't want anybody to challenge her. Dany doesn't want a rival to the throne. And she feels like she's earned that. She deserves that. And I think that's gonna start to form a rift. And it already has. And I feel like, you know, part of that jealousy is also the driving force for her to be the Mad Queen. I think it's gonna happen. You can see it. She's getting pissed.
Yeah.
You know, everything's pissing her off. And she's to the point where she's, you know, her most trusted advisor, best friend, just got her head chopped off. She's ready to burn all of King's Landing down. Yeah. And I think Jon is gonna put a stop to it. Maybe not kill her, but it'll be Jon and Dany.
Like, for the greater good, Jon's gonna have to make that sacrifice. Right. Is what you're saying.
I believe that 100%. Like, I feel like if Cersei's gonna die, if she's gonna die, she's gonna die tonight. And I feel like it's gonna get even bigger. You know, you have two characters you've been rooting for this entire time, and it'll come. You'll have to choose. You either be Team Jon Snow or Team Dany. I think that's where we're headed.
That's a good theory. I like it.
I mean, everybody's slowly starting to know who Jon really is because of Sansa's big mouth.
Yeah, I was about to get on that.
I think by the time where it picks up at. At that point, I think it'll just be a known.
Yeah.
I think it's at that point, everybody will know.
And then
they said eight people knew.
And Tyrion knew, and then now Tyrion don't hold his mouth.
Varys, Jon knows, Dany.
And Varys is going to tell everybody because he thinks that Jon Snow is going to be the better leader. He said that.
Yeah, that's
what
why.
What do you choose? He said that I'm for the people.
I think that's really how it comes down to Dany and Jon is Varys is in the background, moving pieces around, mm-hmm. trying to put it in place for Jon to be, you know, king. Jon, you know, we all know Jon doesn't want it, but he's obviously the better choice. He's got a level head. He's not going around threatening to burn a whole entire city just because one bitch won't give up the throne. So. I think that's what happens. Varys is in the background making his dealings, doing, you know, trying to put Jon on the throne, and then Dany's not going to hear from Jon. Like, man, I had no idea. Oh, you're trying to steal my throne. You know.
Yeah, it's going to be not Jon's doing, but the people's doing.
Right.
You know, and like you said, she's probably going to put that, like, almost force him to fucking fight.
Like, and I think that's really where it's gonna, you know, he's gonna be forced to do it. It's not something he wants to do, but it's something he's gonna have to do again, like you said, for the greater good.
Yep, I like it. You know, like you said, we've been torn, hating so many bad guys, and pulling for Dany, pulling for Jon Snow. You know, those are the two characters everybody loves. You know, but at the end of the day, what would be a better, like, wow, that was amazingly out of right field. We didn't expect that. If the two people we've been cheering for have to fight against each other, and you're gonna have to choose between the two, you know.
Like, I saw something too. It was like, what if, you know, Dany, she's trying, you know, she's holding off really exploding into the Mad Queen, right? But like, what if she does that, like, unintentionally, like she, you know, she's shooting fire, but she, like, maybe hits the wildfire pit, and she unintentionally blows up everybody, and then at that point, she's like, it's too far gone now, and she just at that point she just accepts it.
Yes, I like that. Kind of
like she doesn't do it intentionally to kill everybody. Like she's attacking.
In the heat of the moment, something happens, and she just rolls with it. Like, hell, I accept who
I
am.
Yes, like at that point, it's just that's fate. That's how she just, you know, that's her, what she's meant to do. So she just she tries to hold off, and then something like that happens, and it just sets off. You know, at that point, she would fit in the role, and she's like, "Well, I tried."
Yeah, I mean, I think it's weird.
I mean, a lot of this stuff is a stretch. We were totally wrong last time.
Yeah.
And again, none of us expected Arya to just give him a old gut shot and be done with it, huh?
Yeah. Hell no.
So, I mean, you know, the shows cease, even with all these Mons who, you know, Jake's read the books. He knows stuff we obviously don't know. You know, we've all watched the movies and yet show. Sorry, episodes. Stop shaking your head. Anyway,
last time too.
But we still missing it. You know, we're still missing something that the writers and producers are still shocking us every episode.
They're holding off something really well for the end because
I'll have to imagine. So
the last episode was kind of lackluster. I mean, it was girl's not a virgin anymore. Brienne.
Oh yeah, Brienne got the golden fingers.
Oh, that was a one night with a K, one night stand.
I like it. No,
I'm not taking credit for that.
But it's one of those filler episodes, is what you're saying, you know.
But I mean, I felt like the first two episodes were kind of filler, and then we had the big battle at Winterfell, and then it was another filler. So hopefully these last two are...
We're calling fillers episodes where dragons died.
Well, but like
and some of the queen's best advisors. I've told you this
before, like
characters we've been seeing since like what, second, third season.
The second dragon's death wasn't as big to me as the first dragon's death for some reason.
I'm with you on
that. I was like, oh, he's dead.
It doesn't matter because they have eggs. They're coming with more.
You think so, huh?
I mean, that's a damn good theory.
Man,
I mean, what's better than...
I feel like...
Whoa, what are we going to do with...
Maybe that's why they held off on Ghost CGI, because they got to pay for all these damn baby dragons they're about to show.
Yeah, that's why they sent them north of the wall, huh?
Real quick on that subject, who is pissed off that John didn't go pet Ghost before he left?
Absolutely. I think we could just all say I.
Yeah, I'm a little...
Yes.
But I think that, you know, it's shitty that he didn't do it, but I feel like that's more symbolism. You think about it.
To say he's done with
with the North, you know. Yeah. I think there was some symbolism in that. You know, he's letting go. He always said he wasn't a Stark. I'm not a Stark. I'm a Snow. You know, the direwolf is a symbol of the Starks, and I think that's him acknowledging, even if it's not accepting, that he is a Targaryen. You know, even though he says he doesn't want the throne, he doesn't want to be king, even unconsciously, he's acknowledging and accepting the fact that he is a Targaryen.
That and him not fucking his aunt again. Just let's put it down, but she was trying hard.
But it's a way of the Targaryen.
Yeah,
the that's probably why it's so easy for her.
But, you know,
the
still,
Starks are kind of like...
Yeah, he doesn't...
You know, the difference between, I don't know, Louisiana and Alabama.
Do you think John's going to return to Winterfell?
No, I don't think he's going
to
do it.
I don't think we'll see it.
What is Sansa going to be doing the whole time while they're fighting?
She's steady scheming.
Well, yeah,
she's not done. There's no way
she's in her own ways.
There's no way she's done.
I mean, you can't blame her. I mean, she's been fucked by so many people, and literally.
Literally,
you know,
and figuratively.
She didn't want to. And
just
I don't
one.
Know. I feel like she's...
Just one.
Just she was just one.
Yeah, but I mean,
it was just so brutal. I guess it felt like more, but
literally and figuratively.
Yes. But I feel like her and Tyrion.
Maybe now.
Now, you know, like maybe they might have something that's gonna happen between those two.
Maybe now, but yeah, they're staying north. But well, no, she is.
Yeah, Tyrion's in King's Landing. Remember.
Yeah.
He was trying to talk about Cersei from killing Miss Sunday.
Miss Sunday?
Well,
Miss
that's
Sunday.
How Grey Worm says it.
Miss Sunday.
It works.
Miss Sunday!
Everybody says it different.
All right, whatever.
Miss Sunday. I feel like if she doesn't make her way there, her presence is going to be felt in some form.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Well, I think they're gonna give her the title of Queen of the North. Kinda. You know, like she's the only heir, and Arya probably deserved it, but Arya doesn't want it. She wants to be that battle. She even told that to Sansa, you know, you point, I'll kill.
I just feel like they're building up Sansa a little too much for her just to stay there.
Agreed.
I feel like she has to. The way they're making her such an opposing force to Daenerys right now.
Mm-hmm. And now that she knows that Jon's Targaryen.
Yes.
You know, that's a card that's playing in her favor.
Yeah. I mean, that might have been her sole purpose for the rest of the season, since everything else is in the south. You know, her presence will be felt. Jon can end up king, and she can end up, like you said, queen in the north. Jon can give them their independence. But, I mean, that is her influencing events, like Tyrion. What if there's someone else? I mean, that is her presence being felt. That is her changing the course of history as some shit that she learned from Littlefinger. You know, that's Littlefinger 2.0 right there.
Okay.
Good theories.
Real quick, I want to know how many of y'all, since we've already acknowledged that Jon is a true Targaryen now, is he immune to fire?
That's what I wanted to ask.
I've been waiting. I know, like, I'm glad you brought that up, because, like, when the Night King raised the dead around him, I thought, like, the thing that was going to save him was the dragon's going to come and burn them all up, and he's going to be standing there like, holy shit, how am I not dead? He has to be, because of the bloodline, right?
Well, no, not all of them specific.
Only specific. Yeah, only Viserion,
what was his name?
I want to say they had her brother.
Her brother.
But I want to say.
Well, he got gold. Melted gold on him.
Yeah,
I'm sure that you pour some melted gold on the fire.
But Daenerys got in that hot water and she was fine.
I remember
so
that.
I don't know if it's just all heat. Cause she didn't burn up in that, in that water, and there was something else. She touched the dragon egg when it was hot. Nothing happened.
She walked into that fire.
So it was more, it's more than it's a heat. I think it's more of a heat.
Yeah. Not just fire, but just
Just
would have the ice dragon.
And there were a couple of times where Jon got, at least his beard would have shaved. He'd have lost some beard hairs from the dragon fire, and he came out unscathed. But I did read something.
Other than Danny to ride the dragon.
I did read something too, though, that they had clues beforehand that he wasn't immune to heat or fire, but
we didn't see it,
but somebody else who looked into it may have searched for one moment where he reacted to heat. I don't know.
You gotta go back.
Or maybe he was revived, and once he was revived, that's when he became immune. I don't know.
Yeah, because. They always said when somebody dies on the show and they were brought back, they lose a piece of them. When Beric, whatever his name is, was brought back 6 times, he said he lost a piece of himself every time. So what did Jon lose? What part of him did he lose when he came back?
Dragonbane said it. His cock. He said, they thought you were a god, but not with a cock that small. Maybe that's what he lost.
Oh, my God. Maybe.
Maybe so.
Speaking of that, Varys, no.
No, that's just a scene.
Speaking of that, though, in Sully, no. Theon.
Yeah, Todd, you were saying something about Jaime.
We didn't hit. We didn't really talk on this too much.
He's heading back to King's Landing right now.
But to kill Cersei or to
finger her?
Yeah.
But Cersei wants him dead. She obviously put out that that hit with.
Well, she knows Bronn missed Tyrion because he showed up at the front gates.
Yeah,
obviously.
But, she did put that hit out on him.
Yeah.
So, is she going to welcome him with open arms like, hey, brother, oh my God, and then try to stab him in the back? Or will she just be shocked and awed? And maybe Jaime might make the kill shot because she knows that Bronn put the hit out on her.
Was it even clear why Jaime was returning in the first place? It wasn't clear to me. I mean, unless I missed something, it wasn't clear. Like, he said he was going back, but it wasn't clear as to why. To kill her?
That's kind of what...
I mean, he definitely did say it was because of Cersei. Everything he did was for her.
For her.
So,
but
was that him,
like,
giving the send-off, like, I always did everything for her, and now she does this? It's like...
We don't know if it's him taking responsibility for it and trying to put an end to it, taking responsibility as in him... assisting with everything,
You don't know.
That's what I wanted to talk about, though. What y'all thought he was going for—to kill her or join her?
I
can't see him joining her.
See it because he's with, he's not with Brienne, but he sides with Brienne now.
Has feelings,
and honestly, he wouldn't.
He's going to King's Landing to make amends for what he's done, so he can live guilt-free. You know, he's done so much that he has to be guilty for.
And he definitely mentions
that. And he did it all for Cersei. You know, is he going to handle up on that so he can live a guilt-free life? Maybe be with Brienne. Maybe, you know, maybe have kids.
I think
what's going to happen is he's going to return to King's Landing and Cersei is going to lie and say that, I wasn't actually pregnant for you. And she's going to say, yes, it was for Euron. And Jaime's going to get mad and kill Euron. And he's going to turn his back against Cersei right there.
Do you think Jaime's capable of killing Euron?
Yeah. I think he will.
Yeah.
Physically. You know, mentally capable. Yeah. Do you think he's physically capable? He's not the swordsman he used to be.
Yeah, but I think he's going to catch that sword like he did before with his golden hand.
Yeah, he can use that as a...
like a shield, kind of.
Learns how to use it as an advantage.
I can see that, because the first time was a mistake. This time it'd be he intentionally did it.
They could be setting it up, you know, last time he used it, so they're showing he, you know...
Yeah, that could be... That could be
I forgot one about that. Good, yeah. Good thought. Good effort.
Right. So I think, we could... There's always the Cersei, you know, the Arya kills Jaime and uses his face. It seems a little too cheesy, but...
Like we said, we've been waiting for a big hat trick. It's been a while since we've seen something that we weren't kind of foreshadowed into.
But I feel like that's kind of... If they would tie into the books, that would, you know, that theory would fit. So I feel like that would just be a little too predictable, you know, for the people who read the book.
We touched on it last time.
Yeah, but the last two seasons ain't even in the book yet.
No, so but the prophecies were. Book prophecies that they could, you know.
Oh, yeah, about the waiting, Jaime, the younger brother killing.
They could be waiting to implement them Cersei, into the series until now.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really get the Azor Ahai either, but we got the prince that was promised, which is kind of.
Yeah.
It has similarities.
Mm-hmm. Why I read a very good, not a prediction, but an explanation, maybe a comparison between that and and Jon Snow. So Azor Ahai, so he tried to make three swords to fight the Night King with. The first one he quenched in water and it broke. Second one he quenched in lion's blood and it broke. Third one, he had to kill his wife. He quenched it in her heart.
Oh my gosh.
And that was Lightbringer.
Okay.
So, really cool, real quick. There's actually a theory that Jon Snow isn't the prince that was promised, but Lightbringer, a comparison to Lightbringer. And his father was actually Azor Ahai. And he, and there's all kinds of symbolism about his children, his three swords. First one, his father was killed at the Trident, water sword quenched in water. He's dead.
Yeah.
His next two children, killed by a lion in the mountain, by Tywin's by Tywin's orders, mm-hmm. And then Jon Snow, he was born and his mother died.
Yeah,
I'm kind of there's that comparison there that Jon Snow is actually
Lightbringer, not an actual sword, but
not a sword, but Lightbringer.
Like symbolism,
yeah. Right? Symbolism, correct.
I like that.
Yeah, I read something similar, but he summarized it a lot better than what I would have memorized. You know, well, like, it'd be hard for him to bring that in the show.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a very cool idea.
But, I mean, they did one flashback with Bryn explaining the Targaryen bloodline and everything.
I do wish we would just get 5 minutes with just Bran. explaining
shit. Just tell us what the fuck's going on.
That's a little.
That's the secret episode. That's 2 hours of the secret episode right there. Yeah. Bran explaining everything.
So this is what happened, okay? I was like 8 years old. I got into this casting position.
And Sam reading those scrolls he stole while Bran explains it and backs it up. I mean, we're getting pretty close to the end. I mean, we gotta... Gotta have something to end it on. I don't know if we got any.
What's anybody's biggest,
boldest prediction? John, Danny, Cersei, who dies? Tyrion.
Man, my money's on Cersei. I feel like she has to die. I feel like she has to die this episode.
I like. Did you bring it up about how it's gonna come down to Danny and John?
Yes.
I think you did.
Yes.
I kind of starting to like that idea of Cersei's gonna go down this episode, and the last episode is gonna be John and Danny. For going against each other,
and I think that's how the second to last episode is always big, and then you know you get your ending on the last episode. Your second to last is where all the meat and potatoes are. That's where all the big shit happens, and then you get your end. You know, in the last episode.
Unless they decide to do like a big ass cliffhanger and just piss everybody off. I mean, you never know, dude. It would be out of the realm.
Surprise ninth season.
But that's not their cup of tea neither.
No.
I mean, they always end it, and they end it right.
That would be on the same level as like Bran falling out the window and like, you know, him opening it. You know, it would just be a whole dream after that.
Like Harry Potter waking up and it really it was just under the
I seen
the stairs the whole time. It was a dream.
I seen this meme earlier of it was Catelyn and Ned and they were laying in bed and they woke up and he's like, I just had the weirdest dream. The perfect ending to Game of Thrones. That's how it's going to happen.
But maybe your perfect ending. I wouldn't like that.
No.
There was another one I saw with Bran doing time, bunch of time, you know, time. And like he caused all kind of events to happen and it's him trying to stop him. And it all rounded back to him eventually going back and just dying at the window, falling out the window.
Just taking it on the neck.
It got very complicated. I heard someone else
kind of like the butterfly effect in a sense.
Yeah, but instead of he goes back to that scene, but he dies, and then that kind of wipes it out, and then like none of the future
somehow
events,
him being the third eye Raven.
Yeah.
Him living that just prevented a lot of other things from happening.
Yeah, becoming because he warped and saw the Night King. You know, he touched him. Night King had something to come after.
I like that theory. You know, and it could explain the whole Mad King reference. You know, why did the Mad King go so mad? Maybe because Bran went back in time, tried to prevent it, but technically it was like already going to happen. Just like Hodor. Hodor was already messed up.
It'd be something like a Hodor thing, which. You know, you start to think about it, your brain can't really stop and understand it. Because I got too deep into it. And I just
you're getting depressed trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it could be something similar to that.
Because if
Bran's got to do something more than just flip his eyes and turn into a
raven.
There
has to be something else.
You know, it's got to be some more explanation.
Because if he would just die, you know, you wouldn't have the Stark versus Lannister. He would just be dead. I mean, maybe he would just be dead. So that attack with a knife wouldn't happen. You know, I just...
Yeah.
It's forfeited. So back to... Anyway, back to the... of that tangent. Yeah, I say Cersei goes down and... Man. I'll say Cersei and Daenerys.
Ooh.
No, I can't. She got all the new dragons.
The two blondies.
She got all the new dragons. Cersei gotta go. And we get Clint Gainbowl tonight with more dragons. And the second sons.
I dig it.
Yeah, calm down, son.
Dickon's been gone.
Yeah, I'll dig it.
I think
that's pretty accurate. I say Hound and Mountain died tonight, and the Gainbowl both shall die. Mountain be the last standing. That's what I really want to see. And I think
you won the mountain.
You won the mountain.
No, I think they're both going down.
I'm sorry,
the Hound's last man standing, not the Mountain. And if we want to see the whole Jon Snow versus Daenerys, Cersei has to go. Because right now that's their common goal.
Right.
So you have to separate that. You have to take that out of the equation. So Clegane's and Cersei.
Clegane. Clegane. It's Gregor.
Whatever.
It's a game.
Potato, tomato. The big motherfuckers in the movie.
Well, one's
the ugly one and the other ugly one.
What's a T and what's a T? Tomato, tomato's the ending's different.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make two shits. I pay my taxes.
Do you?
All right. I think we'll find out. Anybody else got any last things?
Bold statements. Oh, Sir Brian lived.
That was a theory.
That was a shot in the dark last podcast.
Definitely.
That was my bold prediction.
Oh yeah.
It was a funny moment.
I think we were all fucking wrong for the last episode. We had it all wrong.
We're gonna be wrong again.
Yeah.
The White Walkers might come back and kill everyone.
They got like the invented chainsaws. Yeah, you know, something. Weird.
I kind of hope they do come. Fighting and stuff. I kind of hope they do come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want some more shit with them, but.
Timing is going to be difficult.
We tell y'all what, guys. We will let y'all know in the next 5 to 6 minutes because it's about to go down.
Well, we're not going to let them know. We're going to let them know later.
Next time.
Next time.
So.
I'm going to predict we get 0 predictions right.
Oh, man, I'm looking at least 2. I think we can get at least 2 right. You want to take wagers on that? How many of our predictions come true?
I've been wrong almost all season, so I'm not going there. I did predict Jorah's death, though.
Well, broad statements like that.
Hey, I did predict it.
I'm going to predict the queen dies tonight.
I said Jorah. That's the main.
I'm going to predict that one of those boats are going to sink. That's all I'm going to say. You know.
We see at least 1 dragon tonight.
Definitely 1 dragon. There's a chance of cloudy with a chance of dragon.
Oh, it's time.
Well, we'd love to stay and chit-chat all night, but...
Jake, you want to go ahead and...
rather not, actually.
Wrap it up for us there, Jake?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's just been another episode on the MFB Podcast. Remember to follow us on Twitter at the MFB Podcast. Hit us up at the MFB Podcast at gmail.com if you have any questions or anything for us to answer.
Resume.
Yeah.
Still looking for that intern.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for our sponsors, so.
Yeah.
Heather was not an intern. That's my wife. Thanks for the quiz.
Yeah.
We may try that again.
See how I like the lead on that. Yeah. We'll try it again.
Or maybe a different games or something to kind of kick it off.
Definitely. If y'all have any input, please let us know.
All right. This is Luke.
This is Warren.
That was Ric Flair. Todd.
Jacob.
We'll see y'all next time.